congratulations, Don, and I hope we can play them, whether it's in the Rarici Classic or at some point down the road.
Yeah, there. In fact, the next two questions were on the same question about the Rarici Classic.
Yeah, well, you know, we've had discussions. We are in discussions, and we'd like to play in that, but we'll see what happens.
Are refs allowed to review penalties, Coach? I don't believe they are.
They are not allowed to review penalties. Unfortunately, you know, and I think that's a good thing. You don't want a referee by video. You know, you want to make the calls the way they are. Anything major, though, any major hits or any dangerous hits are reviewed by, you know, Greg Shepherd, who's our leader as far as our referees go, our referee in chief, as sort of speak. So he will look at all major penalties, and I'm sure he did from this weekend if there were any anywhere. And that's how Cliff Watson got the supplemental discipline a couple weeks ago. So.
Any UP kids on the recruiting radar for the next few years?
Well, I was looking. You know, we're a couple games here and there over the course of the year and just trying to watch some of the local players and the UP kids. And as everybody knows, we've got a couple on our team right now. So I'd love to have about 10 of them if we had them. But, you know, most kids have to go from high school and play junior hockey somewhere. And that's where we'll see them play. But we know there's some good players that are playing in the UP.
All right, we'll take a break. Be back with more of the Mel Pearson Show here on Mix 93 WKMJ. Maybe even, if we have a chance, a couple of phone calls. We'll be back right after this.
When you need to dress up for an upcoming interview, wedding, or that special date, don't wait. Come to the Dress for Success Shop, located in the Michigan Tech Campus Bookstore. See the largest selection of business apparel in the Keweenaw. Suits, sport coats, dress coats, dress shirts, ties, slacks, shoes, socks, and belts. Tailoring is available, so stop in the Dress for Success Shop and let them fit you perfectly. Hours are 8 till 5, Monday through Friday, noon till 4, Saturday. The public is always welcome.
If you're planning on having a good time this winter, why don't you crack open a Bud Light Lime Cran Burrito? Because, my friends, the time has come to raise the roof and have some fun.
Go crash the party. Party.
Throw away the work to be done.
Play more, work less.
Let the music play on. Everybody sing, everybody dance.
The night is young.
Lose yourself in wild romance.
We're going to party, Caramu, Fiesta, forever.
Party on with Bud Light Lime Cranberita. It's the great cranberry margarita taste with a refreshing twist of Bud Light Lime that's perfect for any party this winter. Just pop, pour, and party all night long. Try it now for a limited time. Bud Light Lime Cranberita, Fiesta forever.
Enjoy responsibly. Bud Light Lime Cranberita flavored malt beverage. Anheuser-Busch, St. Louis, Missouri.
Are you a business owner? Hi, this is Bob Franti of the Turvo Agency in Hancock. Whether you are a contractor, a manufacturer, a mom-and-pop business, or anything in between, the Turvo Agency can work with you to design an insurance program to meet your unique needs. As an independent agency, we represent many insurance companies. More choices, more options, more security, more peace of mind. Give me, Bob Franti, or agents Jeff Mickish or Teresa Stachowiak a call and put the Turvo Agency to work for you.
Michigan Tech hosting Alabama Huntsville, the first home playoff games since 1993. At the McGinnis Student Ice Arena this weekend, Friday night and Saturday night. Both games are at 7:07. We're going to have special Domino's delivery promotions. We'll get more details on that as we go through the week. Also, the Seventh Man Gold Towel sponsored by Mitsubishi coming up on Saturday night. 1,000 towels are going to be distributed, so that means the first 1,000 people, I would imagine, get
the first,
there.
Yeah, I'm not sure if there's a certain age or that, yeah. But we'll get details on that. We'll put it on our website. But I think it's a great promotion. So I like that when we were down at Minnesota State, those towels were pretty cool down there. It looks great on TV. But anyway, if you don't get one, bring your own gold towel. But try and wear gold on Friday night. And it's Friday night, I think they're giving out the towels, are they not, Dirk?
I thought Saturday.
Is it Saturday? I'm sorry.
Well, Saturday night, it will be the Seventh Man Gold Towel.
Saturday night's the towel, so make sure you bring your towels on Saturday night. You can bring them on Friday night, too, if you have one, wave them around, or a black one if you have it. So it'd be cool if we had some black and gold mixed in there.
Absolutely. And also, there is one suite still available for the weekend. It is available Friday night. It's the Huskies Suite South. So if you have a bunch of people that want to get in on this, it's a great deal. Give the Central Ticket Office a call at 487-2073.
Yeah, and I encourage everybody to get their tickets. It's the last time they'll get to see this team, you know, as they are at home this year. And You know, what a nice way to send them off with two great crowds here and you know, cheering this team on as we go forward. So, but it's been a great year. We've got some outstanding players who've done a fantastic job and couldn't be prouder of them and real happy for the community. It's been a long time since we hosted home playoffs, and you work hard to get this, you know, to get the recognition to have the home ice in playoffs. So I hope our fans come out and we can take advantage of it.
Very good. Coach wants to take some calls on the air. Let's go to the phone lines right now. Hi, you're on with Coach Pearson. Hello. All right, 483-4054, toll free, 866-483-4054 if you want to be part of the show. And, of course, if you're hearing this after 11 o'clock on Monday, this is not live, but it is live right now. Let's go to the phone lines. Hello.
Hi, Coach. Dirk, it's Dave Ellis. How
hey, Dave.
You guys?
Good, Dave.
Hi, Dave.
Hey, I have a really important question for you for wardrobe the rest of the way. What jerseys can you use when you get in the postseason? Can you use the golds as a road jersey if you're a lower seed, or do you have to use the black one?
Well, that's a good question, Dave, and it all started a few years ago back when Michigan tried to wear gold as the lower-seeded team, you know, and that didn't go over too big. So now the NCAA has put in it's right in the, I guess, the rules that if you're the higher-seeded team, will wear the light colored jersey, so it doesn't specify white. Well, they do they put under their white, gold, etc., and that the lower seeded team has to wear the dark jersey. So if the
higher seeded team wears white, the other team is not allowed to wear a gold or
correct.
A gray.
Oh, you wow, have okay. to. They would consider that a light colored jersey, okay. And you would have to wear a dark jersey. So that's in the NCAA. So I'm not sure. I don't think our league has tackled that, Dave. So we have a conference call coming up. Here at 11 o'clock. That might be a good question to pose to our new league commissioner.
Because you wore the golds as a road jersey when you were a player.
Well, we did. And, you know, and we did at Michigan, too. So back then, it was sort of, you know, you could wear whatever jersey. If you wore it as a road jersey, you could wear it in the NCAA tournament as a road jersey. That's how the rule read then. And because of all the controversy and whatnot and, you know, the finagling, the head games between coaches, they finally put that in the rules in the NCAA that, you know, the lower seed has to wear dark-colored jersey. It's not even if you wore the gold as a road jersey anymore. So.
Well, you could wear practice jerseys for all I care. I'm just happy to see you guys back there and having the success, and it's been great to be a little part of it. So,
well, thank you. And
good luck.
Yeah, thanks for the job you did this weekend. I hope you enjoyed yourself back in the Copper Country and doing the games.
Always do. Thanks
right,
a lot,
buddy.
Guys. Good
thanks
luck
for
to
the
you.
Question, Dave.
All right, thanks. Dave Ellis right there on Mix 93. Have time for one more call, 483-4054. Toll free, 866-483-4054. One more call. Again, if you're listening to this after after Monday morning, then it's just not live. But 483-4054, one more slot, I guess, for a question available. I want to remind everybody the games are at 7:07, 7:07, and if necessary, 7:07. There's no afternoon games, nothing like this. It is straight 7 o'clock starts for Michigan Tech hockey this
weekend.
Yeah,
and I would tell you get there early. There's a lot going on at the SDC with, I believe, the women's regional, NCAA regional. So I would tell you get up there early, get in your seat, get a good parking spot, and get ready to cheer loud because we need that home ice advantage, and we need that, as we call it, seventh man. In attendance both nights this weekend to help our team. They're going to be exciting games, and like I said, I know our team's anxious to play. We'll probably give them the day off today. We don't have school this week, so I want to make sure that we keep them active and keep them moving, because you have the tendency with no school to want to sleep in and to lay around, and you get out of your routine, Dirk, you know, and that's what I don't like when we have you know, when school's not in session. So that's the other thing. There'll be a lot of good tickets available because the students aren't here. We're only allocating so many tickets for the students this weekend, so you know, please call the central ticket office and get your tickets. Last time you can see this team at home. And like I said, it'll be two exciting games. I can guarantee you that.
Are you practicing earlier this week, Coach?
We will. We will. Just to get them out of bed, get them moving. We'll practice earlier this week. And we'll do some things in the afternoon just to, you know, try to have a normal day and have some structure in there. So.
Well, we are excited, Coach. 7:07 Friday night. Of course, we'll also have the broadcast starting at 6:30 here on Mix 93. And we cannot wait. The Huskies home to Alabama Huntsville for the first round of the WCHA playoffs. They are ranked fifth right now in the pairwise rankings, and we just can't wait for the weekend. Good luck, Coach.
No, thanks, Dirk. It's great to be with you, and again, what a great regular season. Take my hat off to you know, our team and the crowd, and you know, all the local people here have been so supportive. So thanks, Dirk.
JFM Hancock, Southridge, Jacobsville, Twin Lakes. This is Mix 93.